The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. This generation of children are called digital natives because they've grown up in a digital world. But there are two generations of older people and many disadvantaged people for whom the digital world is a mystery. A computer science teacher in Washington, D.C. is working to change that. VOA's Mikhailo Komodowski has more.
Let's go.
I did.
We're here. Let's go.
I did already.
They're going to ask you to connect to a Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And you want to hit D.C. Wi-Fi.
Adrian Sutton is a computer science teacher. Some days he has to remind his students how to turn on their laptops.
I had a young lady who was 99 years old, and she was by far like the VIP, the best person in the class. She got tons of stickers.
99.
He is helping these students over 65 get engaged in a more digital, connected life.
I'm trying to. I mean, I pick up pretty well, but I'm trying to learn as much as I can in this first session.
Alice Burns is 80. She's used to reading newspapers, but is learning to access the same information with a click of a button. But it's a steep learning curve.
I wouldn't say it's hard. It's kind of complicated. Well, it's the same. Yeah, it's hard. I think it's hard. But I thought as seniors it would be harder for us than it would be for the younger generation. Because I have a granddaughter, and she taught me how to use a smartphone. My granddaughter did, yeah.
The seniors are engaged. They understand that they need these smartphones. They like the benefits of the smartphones, like Lyft and Uber and now this like Safeway and Walmart does food deliveries, and they can even use the DC 311 app on their phone as well. Mm-hmm. So they could, you know, send city complaints, whether it's like a dirty alley or a broken stop sign or something like that.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Washington DC Mayor Muriel Bowser taught her mom and dad how to handle their gadgets. Now she champions computer literacy.
We see it as a tool to allow seniors to age in place. My folks, for example, if they didn't have access to order food online, it would be a lot more difficult for them to enjoy life in their own home.
These students have proven you can get new knowledge regardless of your age. Just a bit of patience, hard work, and of course desire to explore, and you can achieve anything. Mikhailo Komodowski, Bruce Furder, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you for joining us for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Make sure you check in every day at voanews.com to keep up with what's happening in the world.
That was a program from the Voice of America.